and welcome to St. James Westminster. We're so happy to have you joining us for Advent 4. Our music this morning will be led by Duncan Seislin and Jack Seislin with Steve Hollowitz's Ever. My name is Hannah Scorer and I am joined by Keith Nethery. We are the clergy staff here at St. James Westminster and we will be leading the service of the word. And as always, we have our sound engineer John Gardy with us this morning. We invite you to check out our Sunday school videos. They'll be sent out with a link to this service as well. And I would invite you to prepare yourselves for worship.
Holy One wrapped around in darkness, listening for your voice, listening for your voice. Be born among us, be born among us. We wait in love.
Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will, and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel. When the king was settled in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See, now I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the other tribal leaders of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be my prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they may live in their own place and be disturbed no more. And evildoers shall afflict them no more, as formerly from the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." The word of the Lord.
Sing forever of your loving kindness. I have said of your loving kindness that it is built forever. You have established your faithfulness in the heavens. The Lord said, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn an oath to my servant David. My faith faithfulness and love shall be with you. In my name, your name will be exalted. He shall cry to me, my rock of salvation, my salvation. Lord, I will sing forever of your loving kindness.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was sitting at home the other night, rather bored. Could find nothing on television that I wanted to watch. Scrolling through, I picked up the movie Castaway, if you remember that, with Tom Hanks from several years ago, about halfway through. And at the end of the movie, watching the last half of it, it struck me that, man, he's stranded on that island for over 4 years, and they compress it all into 30 minutes of the movie. And I think that so often happens in life. And it made me stop and think about the gospel from Luke this morning in a new way. Because it always seems so nice and neat and clean. Angel arrives, story, pregnant, Elizabeth, we're on to the birth. And it takes us like 30 seconds to read it all. Now, at the end of the day, there's always things that we can ponder ourselves about the gospel, as I've talked many times. Why does Luke have this story of the angel visiting Mary and the others don't? It must have been out there for people to understand. Certainly, the Gospels all recognize Mary as Jesus' mother and Joseph as her husband, his husband soon to be, I guess, in this situation. It's not like anybody doubts that Mary and Joseph were the two that raised Jesus. But we just take this all for granted. This is a big step. This is a pretty exciting thing. How many of you have had an angel stride into your living room? Or did they walk in? Or did they just come through the wall? Or fly down? How do angels come into your living room and announce something from God and spend 15 seconds telling you this great thing and leave? We never expect it to happen that way. And I think when we stop to think about this reading and about how Mary would have had to develop over time of understanding of what had happened, what she'd just been told, what was happening inside her, what was going to happen in the very near future. So I really don't think that the angel showed up and spent 15 seconds or 30 seconds telling Mary. I think it's much more likely that this is something in a spiritual sense that Mary dealt with in her heart for many days, maybe many sleepless days and nights. Could it be? No, can't be. Well, maybe. No, can't be. Well, maybe. We don't hear news like this and just immediately say, oh, great, wonderful. It just doesn't work that way. So instead, let's think about this as a long-term discussion, maybe over days or weeks. So here's Mary, a young woman, engaged probably to an older man. And she comes to understand that something's going to happen. And then there's a presence when we don't know how to explain something. Maybe we say, this is an angel. But this presence was there. And I love the line that Luke uses. When the angel comes in and says, hey, hi, how are you? The Lord is with you. And Luke says, she was much perplexed and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. So do you not think a conversation would have ensued? Do you not think that there would have been a discussion about this? Do you not think Mary would have said, no, 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 nice offer. I thank you for coming. It's nice to meet you, but no, no, this isn't going to happen to me. You're not going to put me out there like that. You know, you just don't have somebody drop a line, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great. And we can't get a brain around that. You get the throne of his ancestor David. You reign over the house of Jacob forever. Mary finally says, how can this be? I'm still a virgin. Now the line that I'm sure that you all would just accept completely without any stopping or thinking about. The angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Would Mary's word not be, what? No way. We read this over and over and over again, and we totally miss the impact. Oh, yes, it's just that lovely Mary. She just was destined to be the mother of Jesus. And she just went along with it, and it was such a wonderful thing. Well, I don't think that that could possibly happen. Nobody would just say, oh, sure, I'll do that. And we know that this takes a while before it finishes off. The angel says, no, hey, this can happen. Go visit Elizabeth and see that one that had never had a child, that was apparently too old to have a child, it's already pregnant. Now, I can get my brain around the idea that Mary might have said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll go see her, and if it's true, I'll think about what you're telling me. But if I get there and she's not pregnant, I'll know this is just some kind of a cruel joke, and I'll forget it. So as we learn, as the gospel rolls on, she does go. And Elizabeth is pregnant. What I'm hoping we can take away from this is it's so easy to say, oh yes, God's with me. Oh yes, God has said he will fix that. God has told me I'm called to do this. And as soon as we say, yep, I just immediately believed it, didn't have any problem with it, I think we're starting to tell little fibs. Our life of faith doesn't happen in these great, wonderful moments where your vision is completely cleared. Well, it happens the odd time. But is not most of our life of faith, our growth in faith, is it not when we spend time? When we ponder in our hearts what God is asking us to do? Ponder in our hearts what it means to believe? When someone in our families maybe isn't well, to accept that God has said they'll be okay, and we can trust that in our heart? Trust me, when you hear in your spirit the call, you should go be a priest, Hannah will probably back me up on this, you don't say, all right, I'm going to do that right now. You say, nope, couldn't possibly be me. But then it rolls out. And as Tom Hanks spent 4 years on a desert island coming to understand who he was and what was going on, and then gets back and finds out his whole world that he goes back to is completely upended. And the movie ends with him simply having a clear road to go in any direction he wants to go. Because it's unfolded. It's taken time. The Gospels tell us that Mary is at Jesus' side throughout. She's there when he dies. She sees him as her son. The poignant time in John's Gospel where Jesus calls John over and says to him, this is your mother. This is your son. There's so much here to think about. It can't be. The angel arrives. Mary accepts it. Jesus is born. Life goes on without any difficulty at all. It just can't be that. It's not the way it works. So as we think about Mary, as we think about Joseph, as we think about Elizabeth and John the Baptist and all the others that are part of our faith story that we celebrate at Christmas, let's not reduce them to little compact speeches. But look at our own faith and ask how we would deal with our part in that story and how long we would have to grapple with it, how long we would have to ask questions, because that's what we do to build faith. It just doesn't pop up in front of us. It's a long trip across a desert island. Just when you think you got it right, everything changes. But we trust. We follow God, who asked Mary to do something, who asked us to do something. And together we respond. Together we grow in faith. And together we will change the world over and over again. Amen.
Not by any deed of truth.
will invite you to join me in saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Gathered as the Church of God in this place, let us pray together for the coming of the kingdom. Lord of heaven, may the Church be quiet enough to hear your voice, humble enough to move your way, and excited enough to spread the good news. Living God, let your kingdom come. Lord of heaven, bless all who lead with integrity and respect for others. Bless all in positions of authority with humility and a sense of right. May unjust practices be changed for good and conflicts of great tension be peacefully resolved. Living God, let your kingdom come. Lord of heaven, make our homes places of loving acceptance and developing faith. Teach us in all our friendships to grow in generosity of spirit. Living God, let your kingdom come. Lord of heaven, give patience and courage to all who have to wait when the waiting is long and painful. Bring healing to all who are wounded, whether physically or emotionally, and give them assurance of your presence. Living God, let your kingdom come. Lord of heaven, welcome into your eternity those who have died to this life and whose hope is in you. Comfort those who mourn them and reach into their pain with your love. Living God, let your kingdom come. Lord of heaven, we thank you for your faithful promise to us, fulfilled in the coming of Jesus. We welcome his kingship into our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
life's dark shadow put to flight.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come to you, O
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.